In the park after dark. Lazy Saturday mornings are the best. Having nothing on the schedule for the day, I often spend an hour or so enjoying my coffee and reading the latest stories on MH. I'm no longer married, but during the 8 years that I was, my wife and I made some scintillating memories. Reading someone else's adventures always reminds me of a happier time when we made our own. One hot summer Saturday, I packed a small tent and camping basics in the saddlebags on my Harley. My wife Sheila really enjoyed riding, which was a good thing since it's a passion of mine. She came out of the house looking sharp in a light tank top, jeans with all the butt bling, and tall leather riding boots. She was a hot little thing, and we got a lot of looks when out riding. We mounted up and headed north toward Lake Erie, a couple hours' ride away. Riding around the lake shore was wonderfully scenic. There were lighthouses, beaches, and quaint little towns to explore. The sun was hot even at highway speeds, but the wind felt amazing. I loved how it whipped Sheila's long blonde hair around. I enjoyed the feel of her lovely form pressed against my back and her hands wrapped around my stomach. Her hands tended to drop down toward my crotch after a bit. I'd grin at her in the rearview mirror as her hand dug inside my jeans and her fingers wrapped around my cock. She said the vibration in the seat made her horny. An hour or so before sundown, we found a quiet campground on the shores of a tree-lined inlet. I set up the tent and put the saddlebags inside. Then we headed to a local bar and grill for dinner. I frequently caught dudes checking out my wife and felt a flush of pride at being her man. After dinner, we headed back to the campsite. The night was too warm for a fire. We sat outside on the picnic table, enjoying a few beers, talking, and watching the fireflies. The buildup of erotic energy from the ride earlier hadn't dissipated. Pretty soon, I pulled Sheila onto my lap, facing me. We started making out, and things heated up quickly. There were a few campers a short distance away, but it was dark enough so we weren't too conspicuous. There was still some element of risk, but that tended to heighten the mood, especially when I pulled her tank top over her head and unclipped her bra. I started kissing her neck before working my way down to her firm, luscious breasts. Her nipples were hard as rocks now. I loved the way her breath sped up and I could feel her heartbeat increase. She practically ripped my shirt off before I picked her up and set her on the edge of the picnic table. Her boots came off in a hurry, followed by the jeans and thong. Now there was only tan skin in the dim glimmer of the starlight. I quickly got rid of the rest of my clothes before dropping down on one knee in front of her. This put my face on a level with her lovely and sopping wet cunt. I reached around to scoot her butt to the edge and let her lay back on the table. Her bare feet rested on my shoulders. She had the most perfect dangling labia lips, perfect to suck on and tongue her clit at the same time. In a few minutes, I felt her shudder and stiffen. Then her hands grabbed my head. She ground my face into her pussy as she bucked and convulsed in orgasm. If she came a second time, it was always more intense, and this was no exception. She held a hand over her mouth to keep her from being heard by the neighboring campers. By now, I was so turned on I wanted to explode. I stood up and, still holding her ankles over my shoulder, I pushed my throbbing cock inside her hot, wet velvet cunt. Her lips rose to meet my thrusts. By this point, I wasn't trying to pace myself. It was raw, passionate fucking, and the whimpers escaping from her turned me on even more. It didn't take me long to come hard inside her. We stayed joined together for a while as we came down from our orgasmic heat. I was half standing, half laying on top of her. She started giggling. It was then I realized how we must look, naked, sweaty, and half laying over the picnic table. The cool night breeze off the lake started making goosebumps on her skin, so I picked her up. My softening cock slipped out of her, and a gush of cum and pussy juices followed and ran down our legs. I carried her into the tent, where we spooned under the blankets. The following morning, we woke to the sun beating down on the tent. We took our time packing up before leaving the campground and heading back home. All in all, it had been a very relaxing and memorable weekend, one which I still love to replay in my memory.